Esther chapter 4, find your Bible. Esther chapter 4 from verse 13 to 14. Let's establish some things this morning. Find your Bibles. Esther chapter 4. Everyone stands for the reading of the word. You should know this by now. Esther chapter 4 verse 13 to 14. Esther 4, 13 to 14. Glory to God. Esther 4, 13 to 14. And then we'll read 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. Esther 4, 13 to 14. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews." Do not think that it will not touch you because you are in the palace. You're still a Jew. And next verse, it now says, "If thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place." That means, if you decide not to give or support the work of God or let God use you, God cannot be stranded. You are not that special. God will use someone else to do the job. Deliverance will come from another place. That one, ain't Abby? You are not that special. God will use somebody else. Are you listening to me? And it says, "But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed because you are a Jew." And it now says, "And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. Let's read this together in concert at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. Last week I spoke to you about how to make impact. You're going to make impact. This week we continue the impact series, Love, Life, Impact, Spirit. Love, Life, and Impact series. He's going to bless you. Not your neighbor and tell them the palace is not for selfie. The palace is for impact. Look for somebody who likes to take selfie and say, "The palace is not for selfie." Say, "The palace is for impact." Say it again. Say, "The palace is for impact." Shout it again. Say, "The palace is for impact." Say, "I am going to make impact." Who look at your neighbor and say, "You are going to make impact." We must make impact. Father, thank you for the anointing that makes teaching and preaching easy. Open up our eyes to see Jesus as he's revealed. We are unveiled. Let your name be glorified. Your people led defied and the devils terrified. As Jesus has been preached, give me nimbleness of mind and agile thought. As you give your people understanding, give me utterance. At the end of the day, let Christ alone be revealed. Let every other name fade away. Let the name of Jesus alone remain. And let's make impact in our word in Jesus' matchless name. And everybody said, amen. Glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I rebuke the spirit of distraction. I decree that the word of God has free course in this service in Jesus' name. Touch your neighbor. Say, the palace is not for selfie. The palace is for impact. And let me start by saying I got an interesting feedback last week from last week's service. The lady said to me, not from Nigeria, that what you preached last week was so powerful, because when you preach about the grace of God, most times, most and generally, people think what you are saying is you are removing the responsibility of the believer. Like, you know, what are we going to do now that we are saved? Like, there's nothing for us to do. Who knows what I'm talking about? But the truth of the matter, that's not what we preach. For those of you who follow me closely, you will know that we've preached both the vertical and the horizontal teaching of God's grace. But the important thing is, religion wants you to make impact without love and life. It's not possible. Let me show you what it means. Stay with me. Religion is putting a demand on you to make impact. What I'm teaching you is love, life before impact. It's not impact, life and love. They that know their God shall be strong and do what? Impact. What religion wants you to do is jump to exploit. You don't jump to exploit. What you do first is you know your God. It is in the knowledge of God that you become strong. And once you are strong, what you naturally do is that you make what? Impact. So you don't jump to, "I want to make impact." You jump first, "I need to know my God." The accurate knowledge of God is what makes you be strong. And then what you do impact. But any demand to make impact without the right knowledge of God and without being is just dead works. Are you listening to me? Religion puts a pressure on the believer to perform. The gospel of God's grace gives you enablement to become. So the message we preach is not perform, is become. Because once you become, you will be and you will do. They that know their God shall be strong and do. But the important thing to know first is that you need to know God accurately. That revelation of God accurately brings you into the place where you are be strong, and then what you can then do, exploit. So any attempt to do exploit without your strength of the knowledge of God's word and you being what God has called you to be, you're going to kill yourself. The first thing Jesus said to the woman caught in the act of adultery was not go and sin no more. Read your Bible carefully. The first thing he said is, neither do I condemn you. Because the pardon must come before the power. It is the pardon of sin that comes before the power over sin. What you want me to preach is preach power over sin. I'm saying power over sin is not possible without pardon of sin. So the first thing he said is, neither do I condemn you. Then when he said to her, go and sin no more, it was not a threat message. That go, sin no more. If they catch you now, you know, next time I feel not the devil. That's not what Jesus was saying. Here's what Jesus was saying. It's like a little boy comes to me, Piflo, I'm hungry. Piflo, I just need to buy water. I'm thirsty. I'm like, you want to buy water? What I do, I put my hands in my pocket and I give him money and say, go, thirst no more. So what Jesus did to the woman caught in the act of adultery was not a warning, it was an empowerment. Go, sin no more, because I do not condemn you. You see what I'm saying? So the teaching of the gospel is both the power, the pardon of sin, and the power of sin. Pardon of sin and power over sin. But it is the pardon that gives birth to the power. The power cannot give birth to the pardon. So you need to understand the vertical scriptures first before you think you can do impact horizontally. Does this make sense to you? Bring my cross. The cross is both vertical and horizontal. I do this every Sunday. And I introduce you to church. This is vertical. This is horizontal. This is make impact horizontal. Vertical is what we're teaching. This is law of life. It is a law of life that gives birth to impact. Whew. Now, this vertical cross, the vertical can stand alone. I just need to dig this ground and put this thing, it will stand alone. But horizontal can't stand alone. So you telling the believer, make impact, make, show him that he's loved by God. Show him all his sins forgiven. Make sure the vertical is strong in the soil of God's word first before you start putting pressure on them to deliver with impact. Are you listening to me? Now, the level of horizontal you can put on this vertical is premised on the weight that the vertical can take. Hey! So some of you can't handle impact. That's why when we talk to you about impact, you can't see it because the vertical is spoiled. You can't, I spoke with one lady, she can't grasp it. When I dropped from the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost said to me, it's not her fault. She can't get it. The vertical is poor. But until the vertical is strong, you can't make impact. So once you get this strong in the soil of God's word, impact naturally will flow. So what we teach is vertical first before horizontal. What is vertical? Understanding the message of the gospel true and true. So what religion does is they teach you about horizontal. How does horizontal stand alone? Two people have to hold it. Dead works. But this is simple. I just need to dig a ground here, put it here, it stands. So vertical is what is foundational, quintessential, pivotal for you to come to the place where you are making impact. So when we teach about things that are foundational, like all your sins are forgiven and the message of God's grace, I'm not trying to bore you. It's an eternal message. When we get to heaven, that's what we'll be talking about. When we come back from heaven, oh, you don't know that we're going to come back? Yeah, we're coming back here to a new heaven and a new earth. No worries, not Nigeria. The discussion will still be, so when we jackpot that, it will still be death, burial, and resurrection. And guess what? With horizontal and vertical, your body is more on the horizontal, on the vertical rather. More.
than the horizontal. That means I have to understand the vertical properly before I show workings. That's the message of the gospel. It's not putting pressure on you to perform. It's giving you enablement to become. So when they keep telling you, do this, ask them how. How? How? They don't know. They can't tell you the how. Do this. You have to do this. You have how? The only way you can do that is that your vertical is strong in the soil of God. So my daughter is 4 years plus now. She looks at her brother who's 2 years plus. She would jack him up and say, Daddy, I can carry him. There was no day we wrote a manual, and when thou art fall, thou shalt pick your brother up and carry him. No. She just sized her energy, sized the boy and say, you know what? I can carry. That's what growth does. That you're able to pick up some things. Why? Because you have become strong. That's how you do exploit. They that know their God. And that's something that is lacking in the church of Nigeria. We don't know our God. We are afraid of the devil. We don't really know our God. So when we are praying out of fear, not because we really know our God. That's why we are not being strong. And that's why we can never do exploits. See, we're in every sector, constituting nuisance in the sector. Why? We don't really know our God. So the church in Nigeria is wide or shallow. Why? Because they don't really know their God. So they don't know how to be strong and then do exploit. Because it's the knowledge of God that makes you strong. The accurate knowledge of God's word makes you strong. And then you're able to do exploit. You know, sometimes, I'm on the floor. My daughter wants to drag me upstairs. So she tells her younger brother, you can't pick daddy up. I can pick him up. And I'm lying on the floor. She comes, she holds my hand. Then she goes, me too. I'll be following her like that. So in her mind, I'm pulling daddy up. Then when I stand up, say, yes, I pull daddy up. You didn't pull me. In the same way, it is God who is at work within you. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's not what you can do. It's the vertical. God, I'm preaching. It's the vertical. And so when I told you last week that whatever you're born from, you're sustained by. So the reason your body needs yam, beans, is it for yam? Is it for gari? Is it for ewa? It's because the body came from the ground. So since the body came from the ground, the body needs food from the ground. Your spirit came from God, so your spirit needs God to survive. In the same way, salvation was born out of the love of God, so salvation can only be sustained by the love of God, not your love for him. Why? It is not your love for him that took him to the cross. It is his love for us that took him to the cross. So it was not the nails that held him on the cross. No, it was his love for us that kept him on the cross. It was not nails, though. When you see Jesus on the cross, that's power under control. Because at a blink like this, Michael and all his angels would have destroyed the world, not even Jerusalem. The whole world would submerge immediately. That's power under control. Because show me a man who has power, I'll show you a man that can die. Show me a man who's weak, I'll show you a man that can kill. Because real power is a man killed his son to make his enemies family. That's the message of the gospel. Woo. Okay, third service, I have to work. You guys. Wait, okay, it's entry, right? When you're eating good food, you don't talk, right? Okay. So since this thing started by the love of God, because it's the love of God that brings men to repentance, not the fear of hellfire. If you are here serving God because you're afraid of hell, you have missed it already. That's somebody telling you, if you don't marry me, you die. And you marry the person. You are afraid in the marriage. So we have a wrong impression of God because is the God that answered it by fire? And I keep saying, you look like who you worship. Look at, go to NYC, go to local government chairman, go to school and ask for your transcript. Those wicked gender, they usually have a band in their hand that tells you that they are Christians. Their berets and their outlook shows it, but their heart, wickedness, a coin soup is inside. Can I show you why? If you went to church on Friday night and the topic of the vigil was fire shall destroy altar, then on Monday you go to church, the message on Monday is fire shall destroy fire. On Monday, somebody go collect for work. Because you look like who you worship. But because we are not taught that God is loving, we even teach that God is schizophrenic. If you try him, he give you. If you not do him, yeah. If you don't tithe, your life will be tithe. If you are suffering, check your offering. If you are sick, check your seed. So how much do you have? Like that money, that's your money. How much do you, how can that contribute to the atmosphere, to the oxygen in this compound? How much do you have that you think you can seed God to the cross? Now, he's a local government chairman. You can mobilize him with your seed. God demonstrated his love towards us in that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It was not your kata and tears that moved him to the altar. It's not because we were shouting, I've made you too small in my eyes, oh God. No. He didn't need our tears to die for us. He went ahead and died for us regardless. Even when we had no reason. We are of no use to him whatsoever. So this thing was born out of his love. This thing is sustained by his love. Are you listening to me? It's not your love for him. It is his love for you. Are you listening to me? So the believer's boast is not that we love God. Our boast is that he has loved us with an everlasting love. And his love for us is okay for both of us. Okay, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Let me show you something. Hey, this scripture, love not the world, neither the things that are of this world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Sister, do you love the Lord? Like this, with this your golden wristwatch, you are not really going to meet the Lord. So it will weigh you down when the rapture comes. This wave on, it will weigh you down. Then when you will not be afraid like this, will you be ready? There's no message of the gospel that should bring fear to the believer. When he talks about rapture, he says, comfort you one another with these words. Not scare one another, neither warn one another. But look at the scripture properly, because brighter grammar is important for Bible study. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father, not the love for the Father, the love of the Father. That means the reason you still love the world is you do not know that the Father loves you. That the day you understand the love of the Father towards you, there will be no space to be looking for love in all the wrong places. If you want to clap, clap well. The love of the Father, not the love for the Father. Because my love cannot sustain that relationship. It is his love that can sustain that relationship. Are you understanding me? It's like me depending on my daughter's love to pay school fees. That's such an irresponsible father. Are you understanding what I'm saying? His love is enough for both of us. Give me the next translation. Oh, glory to God. Do not love the world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you, not the love for the Father. Next translation. It says, don't set the affections of your heart. So your affections are settable. Of the world, or in loving the things of the world. The love of the Father and the love of the world are what? Incomparable. That means once you understand how God loves you, you cannot live differently. You walk differently. You move differently because you know that you are loved by Abba. Is there anybody in this room knows that he's really loved by Abba? So, and when you are loved by Abba vertically, what you do, you dispense love horizontally. How can it, one mouth comes cursing and the Bible says these things ought not to be so. Are you listening to me? That's how we love. Tell your neighbor, love like that. Oh, come on, say love like that. Or I can hear you say love well. John chapter 13, the Bible says, I told you last week, you can't love your neighbor as yourself, because love your neighbor as yourself is suicidal. Don't love your neighbor as yourself is suicidal. Don't love me the way you, some of you, I'm not really sure you love yourself, and I don't want you to love me the way you love you. No, no, no. Love your neighbor as yourself is suicidal. The Bible says, love your neighbor as Christ has loved you, not as yourself. I told you, my friend, anything he buys is fake. If I buy Hermes, you buy Hekmes. If I wear Rolex, you wear Molex. If you say, why don't you buy the original? I say, for what? Nonsense. How much? 1,000 pounds for which slippers? No way. When I just see for Yaba for 80,000. When I wear no difference between your own and my own, I'm like, Jesus. Then he now says, on my birthday, I want to buy you a gift. I say, you will not buy me a gift in Jesus' name. Because if you have not bought for yourself, you can't buy original for me. So you can't teach love your neighbor as yourself. It's love your neighbor the way Christ has loved you. Because I'm not sure whether you love yourself. The way I see you treat yourself, give yourself over to things that waste your life, you can't love me like that. So the next, it says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have what? That you also love. Next verse. And by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you heal the sick. If you raise the dead. If you walk on water. If you love one another. So you cannot be more mature than your love walk. And this love is not just, I teach, you know, people, you know, there is a new foolishness out there. My religion is love. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Jesus. He's a person. Love is a person. So that's not that thing I'm talking about. See, I like the guys preaching the religion of love. No, I'm preaching the person of love. His name is Jesus. So why won't you love another? Some of you just car park here, reverse. Yeah. He won't jam me. Jam me first. I'm a different kind of believer. Oh. I will just drop my wig now. I will show you one side of me. And I will drive off. Therefore, I can't lose my blessing today, Joe. What is the problem? Why? You do face like you drink lime. Why are you unhappy? Your face squeezed like armpit. Why? Why? What's the problem? Why can't you have life? Why can't you smile? A squeezed face is not a sign of an anointed face. It's a sign of an annoying face. Jesus was not that guy. But that's what people call spiritual. Like Pastor Flourish now, come like this. He's a cool guy. But if you want to really get them, I'll come like today, wear white. No, this one, they work out fast. No, small. No. Oh, that's true. That's not how they walk. There's way you walk. You bend like this, small. As if so the anointing is weighing you down. Like this. Then we, you know, Sheko. No, like this. Bless you. Or bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Say, the man is too much. Today. Anointing is in laughing. Anointing is in joy. Anointing is in smiling. Anointing is in rejoicing. Anointing is in hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the anointed people. I enjoy the love of God. Now that you have received his love, can you dispense his love? Can you dispense his love? Tell your neighbor, dispense the love of God. 1 John 4 verse 8. Let me show you something. 1 John 4 verse 8. Glory to God. It says, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is what? As powerful as God is, he wants to be remembered as love. As holy as he is, he wants to be remembered as love. Give me the next verse. I think it's verse 10. Hearing is love. So Romans 1 Corinthians 13 is not love. That's attributes of love. Love is a person. Hearing is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be propitiation for our sins. That's how you describe love. Is that he loved us and became a payment for our sins. Excess payment for our sins. The next verse. We love him. Listen to this scripture. Because So our love for God is a response to the fact that he loved us first. Because God cannot take anything that is not God. So God gave you enough God for you to God him back. Because God is love. Aye. Oh, you missed it. So God gave you enough God for you to God him back. Can you see that? So we love him because he first loved us. So the love that we proclaim is a response to the fact that he loved us first. Now let me explain this verse carefully, because as I read it, guess what you thought about? Vertical. That's what you thought about. Let me show you what it actually means. It's a horizontal scripture. Give me message. Our love for others is our grateful response to the love God first demonstrated to us. So how do you love God back? Where is God? He's in your neighbor. Where is his address? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are in Christ justified. He's in you glorified. So how do you love God back? By loving the God sitting by you. Tell your neighbor, hi, God. So where is the God? Where you know say God day? Where do you know, where is his address? Your body is the temple of the living God. Your neighbor is the God close to you. Your neighbor is the God you need. So the way to show God love back is love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Whoo. When I get a love issue for this third service, my God. Now, wow. I go walk for this third when I get a love issue. It's love your neighbor. That's how to love God. When you help this person with the door. Some of you will even see members you see in church on Sunday. You, or during the week. Just say hi. It's only church I get to talk to people. I don't talk to people outside church. You are badly behaved. We're not in the same class, but you're going to the same heaven. They play. You're going to the same heaven. No, we're not in the same class. It's just, if not for church. That usher, for they talk to me like that. At church now, I make usher feet. They tell me, sit down here, move here, move here. For, you know, even reach my secretary for, but he's in the family of God, and both of you are going to the same heaven. The same blood that washed you, washed the person. What's wrong to just say, hi, I see you in church. Oh, you are in this office. How can I help? Okay, meet XYZ. Can help you. Just show love and keep it moving. And you too that they are showing love to. Lean on me, no be press me, die. Feel at home, no be on generator. No, no. Feel at home, no be open deep freezer. No, have sense. Feel at home, not be fry 6 eggs. No, that's not how to feel at home. You self have sense. Okay. Sorry. Feel at home, not be turn on gen now. Calm down now. Maybe the owner come. You don't own gen already. You don't know how much we this. But you see, but show dispense love. Show love. Let me tell you, somebody says to me, people, just the way you love. Just the way you love. Be careful, though. You don't break your heart. The way you do this. I said to the person, the way you help your pastors, the way you help people, human beings. I said, I looked at her. And I said, you think when I love people, I expect a harvest from them? That's your problem. The Bible says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. Not wherever a man sows. Your problem is you are demanding harvest from the places you have sown. Person when beside a post, I give her money for embedding my embedding. No, who post anything, no. I didn't wash all this life. The friendship level is giving one-sidedness. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I said, so what do I say? So if you say this pastor may break away, this one may leave. I say if he breaks away to his church, I will not go to his church. I will bounce it from his seat. I will sit on his seat. As the apostle over his church, I would have had an extra branch. I'm too secure. There's nothing you want to bring. I've told my pastor, the day you raise the dead, you open mortuary standard branch. Of the, you will raise dead body, eh? You go raise them. Hey, raise them. You go raise them. So why should you be insecure about another person's gift? It's because you're not walking in your gift. So when I travel to preach, they will not put me on TV here. And pastor is going to Zoom live for you to watch. All these people here, they don't get sense. They don't get sense. What am I training them for? They will not Zoom live. Hey, I'm not in town today, but I have a word for you. These people don't have what to give. Stop projecting your insecurities and call it whatever. No, don't do that. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. That's the principle. So I'm not doing it because, and you know, Lagos, people have targeted love. As you say, big man, you begin to show love. Oh, that's it. No, I'm sowing seeds, so small, you go the nice, so that the day you come, withdraw from you. What are you talking about? Because that's how Lagos people are. You target your love. That's a celebrity. We have to do love there. This is this. We have to pack it. No, what is that? People that cannot even help you. Because you don't even know where your help is coming from. It can be the gate man that you have ignored. It can be that person that you have constantly ignored. That's where the help will come from. Tell your neighbor, show love. Say you will not die if you show love. Say it again. Nothing will happen to you. Just be loving. You have received the love vertically. Just dispense it. Yeah. Listen to me. Okay, I gotta go. You guys, you are not happy with me, so it's okay. Don't go. No. And part of love is your ability to tell somebody the truth. You are acting crazy. I'm serious. I told you Wednesday, I said, you are going to regret this. You are wasting the prime of your life. Because you need to register it down. That in future, they will be able to remember that there's somebody, sir, who told me this. Because everybody's moving mad. As soon as you tell them the truth, I feel attacked. You want to bend me. My mental health. Or something like this. You are dressing like a prostitute. They tell you that. Fight. What should I tell you? You're dressing like a woman of God. No. It's body positivity. It's nudity. Somebody has to say this. This pastor, the way he's talking, I don't think he can be my pastor. I don't want to be your pastor. I really don't want to get out. Those are the doors. Don't come back. I really don't want to be your pastor. Yes. What? Because I don't understand. You can't tell people the truth now because why? Your mental health. The fact that I can't tell you the truth is that's why you have mental health. You are mental. What kind of person do you want that you can pocket with your seed? How much do you? How much are you giving? Do you see tight envelope on this church? Do you think I'm after your money? But that you'll be here and I can't tell you the truth, I will tell you. You'll be uncomfortable with it, but you will chew it. And it's part of the message of the love of God in Christ. And what I'm dealing with as a pastor is failed parenting. Yes. They're not really training you for a house. Now, me can't train you like this. Unfortunately, I will train you. Okay. Let's move on. One of the ways, okay. Every time I preach, I'm like, will they come to church next Sunday? They keep coming. I'm telling you, sir. I say, will they come to? They keep coming. The numbers will increase. I'm like, okay, I'm doing something good. Then I say, do I say it today? Will they come? Like, I see three services now. I'm like, okay. But I will tell, and that's part of love, sir. Woman, this thing you are doing is going to destroy your life. This, because nobody can tell. Everybody just, it's just good. You know, and when you tell them, they tell you, outside they praise me. It's only you that keep talking. Have you heard those things? Outside they praise me, but it's only you. They are not telling you the truth outside. They are lying. Let me shock you. Have you ever watched all those what you might call it, Voice, all those American Nigerian idols? Have you met some people who come to sing and you'll be wondering, you don't get family member? It's because they have been lying to them in their house. You are a good wife. We can't wait to see the man. You are some. No, that's the same lie that they are lying to them. You'll be wondering, this person not get uncle. Person not tell them for house. Say this thing when you won't go do. You won't disgrace our full family. That's why they become a big disgrace in very important stage. Why? There's nobody in the house telling them that thing you want to do, you are not wired to do it. You are not going to do it well. You are going to embarrass us. So they keep learning by gross mistakes that cannot be erased in their life. And I'm just showing you that, you know what? Part of love is I will protect you. And now, because God will hold me responsible, I will give account for the people I pastor. I want people to say, you know, I told this lady the truth. I told this one the truth. If you like it, if you don't like it, one of the signs of love is your ability to forgive. Tell your neighbor, it's time to forgive. Say, it's time to forgive. One of the show of love is your ability to what? Forgive. And we don't forgive to be forgiven. We forgive because we are forgiven. So we're not forgiving that if I don't forgive, God will not forgive me. God is not that guy. No, he has already forgiven you. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 says, we have forgiveness and redemption according to the riches of his grace. So the believer already has forgiveness of sins. Colossians chapter 1 verse 14, put it up there. in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the what? Forgiveness of sins. So the believer already has forgiveness of sins. You cannot adequately dispense forgiveness if you haven't accurately received forgiveness. So we don't forgive so that God will forgive us. We forgive because he has forgiven us. Because you cannot give what you do not have. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. And don't wait for the apology sometimes to forgive them. Because you are not forgiving because you are remorseful. You are forgiving because he is merciful. So you don't have to wait for the apologies to forgive them. Because people don't, it's so bad people can't apologize properly. And if there's any way I've hurt you, I'm sorry. In any way. What does that mean? I don't know if it was not my intention, but if he did hurt you, take ownership. I'm sorry that I made you feel this way. I'm sorry that I did this to you. If anywhere I hurt you, I'm sorry. That's not an apology. That's gaslighting. If you feel hurt, that's it. If you feel hurt, I'm sorry because you feel hurt. Such a sorry. If anywhere I've hurt you knowingly and only commission by permission, omission and... So don't wait for them to apologize. Just decide that I'm going to forgive. Now, forgive doesn't mean you are going to come become my bestow. No. I can forgive you and keep you over there. Over there. And love you from a distance. Forgiveness doesn't mean we should come back to become bestows. How many bestows do you even have? You must know your constituents, your comrades, and your confidant. Did you hear what I said? Your constituents, your comrade, TDA. You need to know this. Not every guy around you, my guy is your guy. You must know the constituents. You must know your comrade. You must know your confidant. Jesus had 70 disciples, constituents. He had 12 disciples, comrade. He had 3, Peter, James, and John, confidant. So you must know your constituents, your comrade, your confidant, and your Christ men. And know where to put everybody. Once you are loving to everybody, you know Jesus did not commit himself to everybody. No, that can you just commit yourself for everybody? He says, I want to show love now. No, that's not love. Any love without boundaries becomes destructive. Are you listening to me? Oh, this third service, okay. Second service appreciated me. Do you guys have some forgiveness issues? Yeah. So, it's okay, no problem. Tell your neighbor, it's easy for me to forgive because I have been forgiven. I'm not forgiven because I want God to forgive me. I'm forgiven because God has forgiven me. Ephesians 4:32. Let's read together in concert at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So forgive because God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Not forgive so that God will forgive you. Is it clear? Okay. Go to Colossians. Colossians 3:13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So we forgive because we have been forgiven. You know how we have been forgiven? Permanently. 1 John 2 verse 12. Put it up there. I write to you little children because your sins are forgiven because you cried. Your sins are forgiven because you begged. Your sins are forgiven because for his name's sake. So you are not forgiven because you are remorseful. You are forgiven because he is merciful. It's not your kata and tears that triggers forgiveness. It is the message of God that has triggered forgiveness. And he has forgiven us eternally. Give me this in TPT. I remind you, dear children, your sins have been permanently removed because of the power of his name. So you stand constantly under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. So try to dry yourself under waterfalls. You'll be wasting your time. That's what religion wants you to do. Enjoy the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. Because you have been forgiven like that, you must find a way to dispense forgiveness. There's a young lady here, God is saying you don't need closure to forgive. Forgive and keep it moving. You don't need closure. I want us to discuss. No. Just forgive and keep it moving. If you're dealing with bitterness, you have dealt with bitterness. How many of you are dealing with unforgiveness and bitterness? Be honest here. Lift your hands. You're dealing with unforgiveness and bitterness. One or two, the life of church. Lift your hands. I'm telling you that I dealt with unforgiveness and bitterness. Lift your hands. I want to help you. Fantastic. Thank you. God bless you. You see, God wants to heal you, but you are styling for Jesus. If you're dealing with unforgiveness and bitterness, it's going to destroy you. Bitterness is you drinking poison, expecting the person to die. You are likely going to die. Bitterness doesn't stop God, it stops you. Somebody said, with unforgiveness, take me to hell. Unforgiveness won't take you to hell. Unforgiveness will stop heaven moving in your life here on earth. So you'll be having hell here on earth. That's what unforgiveness will do to you. So it's time for you to let go. What I'm saying to you as a man that has dealt with bitterness, I had friends who put atadodo for my eye, they showed me shege. But guess what? We're not on the same level today. One day I woke up and told myself, I'm going to be better, I will not be bitter. And so the joy of that is I decided this bitterness, I'm going to throw it away and receive the joy of salvation. Because what God has in store for me is better than what they can do, what they have done to me. And whatever they have done to me cannot stop what God's original plan, intention is for my life. So if you're here dealing with bitterness, trash it out and enjoy the grace of God and enjoy your life. They will see you in front and your life will become a loud testimony of the grace of God. If this is your word, say amen. Amen. Say it's easy for me to forgive. Colossians 3:13. Message. Be even tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Watch this. Forgive as quickly and completely as the master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It is your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Wear love. I don't care the designers you are. Without love, you look like trash. Wear love. It's your all basis, all day, your basic all-purpose garment. Wear the love of God. Tell your neighbor, I have love. I dispense love. It's easy for me to forgive. Let's go to life and we'll go to impact. Life means you have the life of God inside of you. Tell your neighbor, I have life. I have the life of God inside of me. Genesis 2:7, something I really shared with first and second service. I hope you're willing to receive this. Genesis 2:7-17, put it up there. Oh God, 17. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of. For in the day that thou surely eat of this tree, thou shalt what? God didn't say the day you eat of this tree, I will kill you. He said you will die. So it was not the one who killed, it was the tree. Their decision that killed them. So they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil and they died. But we have eaten of the tree of life and we live. Because life is a person, his name is Jesus. So the believer is actually the real Chop Life gang. Chop Life. When we say thank God for life, you actually think he's sleeping and waking up. That's not life. You are a dead body that can sleep and wake up. Life is a person, his name is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was with him. In the beginning, all things were made by him, and without him, it was made anything that was made. He was life, and the life was the light of men. So life is a person, his name is Jesus. Tell your neighbor, I have life. Say, I've eaten the tree of life. And I have life. Genesis 2:7. Let's do this in a hurry. Genesis 2:7. Revelations 2:7. Thank you. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God says to the churches. Watch this. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. So what makes you eat of the tree of life is that you are an overcomer. How do you become an overcomer? 1 John 5:5. I'm preaching good. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Take me back to Revelation 2:7. Revelation 2:7. So to him that believeth will I give to eat of the tree of life. So we eat the tree by believing. So you believe in Jesus, you have eaten the tree. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but eat everlasting life. So the day you believed in Jesus, you took everlasting life, being born again, not of corruptible sperm, but incorruptible sperm by the word of God that liveth and abided forever. So what entered your heart when you gave your heart to Jesus is that the sperm of God's word, the life, the DNA of God, the mechanism, the engineering of God entered into your spirit that made you a child of God. So you are living in the overflow. You carry life inside of you. In him you live, in him you move, in him you have your being. Christ in you is the hope of glory. You have the life of God inside of you. You are in him justified. He's in you glorified. You are living in him and is living inside of you. He's no longer Emmanuel, God with us. He's now Christ.
in us the very hope of glory. I am in him justified. He's in me glorified. I have the life of Christ in me. That means everything that is dead comes back to life. Everything that I've lost is returning back to me. Good measure pressed and shaken together and running over. And everything the devil has stolen from me is coming back to me sevenfold. I have the life of God inside of me. Who am I preaching to this morning? God sent me to tell you, you have the life. Life is inside of you. Jesus is inside of you. The Holy Ghost is inside of you. If that same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, it shall quicken your mortal bodies, because inside of you is the spirit of God, the engineering and the life of God. Throw your hands up, open up your mouth and scream, I have life. One more time, shout it, I have life. Scream it again, I have life.
Life is the life of God. All things are possible. All things are possible.
Dead things jump back. Dead things jump back.
I have life. I have life. Woo! Is the life of God in me?
Thank you. All things are possible.
All things are possible.
Woo! Dead things jump back to life.
Dead things jump back to life.
Ooh.
I have life.
Life
is the life of God.
Sing, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Dead things jump back to life.
Dead things jump back to life.
I have life.
It's the life of God in me.
Sing, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Dead things, kaya!
Dead things come back to life. I am alive. It's the life of God in me.
Sit. Let's just talk about it. You have the life of God inside of you. When they tell you, what do you bring to the table? It's not your, someone says, my body, you know, my body is my blessing. I say, that's what you think. If that, what you can lose like this, with one accident, with something, what you have is life. In accordance with alignment with God's purpose for your life. Life. Tell me, I have life. Say it again, I have life. Loud it, say, I have life. Say, I carry life. I chop life. Life inside me. I inside life. I life. Life! Hey. His name is Paul. They survived shipwreck. And they were warming fire. And a viper came out from the fire and came on Paul. He didn't pray in tongues. He didn't use the name of Jesus. He just shook the viper back into the fire. Straight up. And they waited for him to die. Because usually when you get bit by a python like that, you swell up and die. When they waited a while and nothing happened to him, guess what they said? He's a god. I prophesy. There are some of you, and the kind of impact you will make in your world after this service, it will be said, you are a god. The gods are here walking in the streets of Lagos. The gods are walking in Abuja. The gods are walking in Port Harcourt. Because of the significant impact, what is impossible with other people is not possible with you, because you carry life. Shall I have life?
Say. Things are possible. Hey, Kabaye.
Dead things jump back to life.
Hey, I have life.
Is the life
of God in me.
Sing, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Dead things jump back to life.
Dead things jump back to life.
I have life.
I have life.
Is the life
of God in
Sing all things are possible.
Go back to that project, it's coming back to life. Go back to the office, it's coming back to life. Go back to that building, it's coming back to life. And speak over your body right now, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Life has come. In the name of Jesus. Come on, your head.
Let's talk. Let's do this. Romans chapter 5 verse 18. He said, here it is in a nutshell. Just as one man did evil. Romans 5 18. Here it is in a nutshell. Just as one person did it wrong and got us all in this trouble with sin and death. One person did it right and got us out of it. But more than just getting us out of trouble, he got us into life. Got us into life. That means I carry the life of God. Flourish is here. Jesus is here. Kaya. It's a revelation. Flourish is here. Jesus is here. That means the supernatural is possible. I told you about the flight I had from Port Harcourt. If you see the plane, went down, whoo, went up again, then went with the lady behind me. They say, particular Jesus she called. It's not Jesus. It's from her village. Jesus. I tapped. I said, calm down, I'm here. He said, you what? I said, I'm here. He said, you didn't say God is here. I said, no, he's here. You can touch him. He's here. Sleep. The plane is landing. We are going to be fine. That's the kind of life you carry. When they say everything is getting destroyed, say, no, I am here. Flourish is here. Jesus is here. What he can do, I can do. As he is, so am I in this world. Shout glory!
Glory!
All things are possible. One more time. I feel it. All things are possible. That things jump back to life.
All things are possible.
sit down. Sit down. We're just talking. Sit down. Let's close the service. Thank you, Gunu. Thank you. Sit down. Sit down. Let's. Aisha, stand quickly. Stand. Stand. No power can displace you. No power of hell can displace you. That which God has given you is secured in the name of Jesus. There's life inside of you. You command life everywhere you go to. Life inside of you. Talk about impact and then we'll close. I'm done. You're done, you old man. Aye. Who is it that said a thing and it come to pass when the Lord has not commanded? When the Lord has not commanded, who is it that said a thing and it come to pass? Wicked, the Lord has not commanded. What are these imaginations of wicked and unreasonable men? They are butchered. Everything speaking from any altar by the life of the eternal sacrifice, we amplify the speakings of the blood of Jesus. We amplify the speakings of the blood of Jesus. For we have come to Mount Zion with innumerable company of angels, by the blood sprinkling and spirit of just men made perfect. We tender the blood of Jesus. You will live and not die. You will live and not die. The sabotage is exposed and embarrassed. In the name of Jesus. Sit, sit. Jesus.
Her name is Esther. My text, I gotta close. We'll continue on Wednesday. Woo! My God. Her name is Esther. You know the story. She got to the palace and she's beginning to forget herself. The palace is not for selfie.
Yes, sir.
The purpose of going to the palace was not to get to the palace to take selfie. It was for impact. Esther's forgotten herself. Mordecai sends a message to Esther. Say, hey, young lady, perhaps you've forgotten that you're a Jew. You're going to die with us too. Your father's house is going to suffer. Mordecai strips his clothes. He's discombobulated. The Jews are going to be killed. He's stripping his clothes, crying, sending a message to Esther. Esther sends clothes to him as if he's piloting if they're looking for. So Mordecai says, you think the clothes I don't have? Mordecai rejected the clothes. And that's when she sent a message to her. That do not think that you would be exempted if the Jews are being killed. Then Esther started her Obama story. You don't understand. You can't go to meet the king like that. He has to send for you. Because that's what you keep telling me. You don't know our industry. It has to be this. We know light. We're just tired of you talking about your industry and using this as an excuse for your promiscuity when they your body. No, 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 no. No, no. Do it. Stop it. Stop it. It's not your industry. No, no, no. We understand light. We want to see light. Light. Let your light so shine before men, not God. Light is not needed in heaven. Light is needed here. The God that we are going to meet is the one that dwells in an unapproachable light. We don't need your light in heaven. We need your light here. Your light will become darkness in heaven when you see the one who's light. Because the sun is hidden in his shadow. You are the salt of the earth, not the salt of the church. Stop trying to bring your salt to church. That's why the church is so harsh. Every time you see salt in a food, you are eating poison. Salt is designed to be felt, not seen. Go out there and be the salt in your industry. When you check your page, you dress like them, you look like them. Be light, be different. Stand out. So Esther is giving an excuse, you don't have to. Then Esther says, give me 3 days. And the book of Esther has no God from verse 1 to the last verse. You won't find God. Theologians were going to throw that book out of the scriptures. But in the book of Esther, you see the unseen hands of God's grace. So Esther says, give me 3 days. That's how you preach Jesus from Esther. 3 days is death, burial, and resurrection. And then the Bible says, bring my stand mic. Esther shows up before the king. And if you come before the king and you are not invited, you're going to die. But she got to the point where she said, if I perish, you've not really gotten there. I spoke to somebody and said, no. You're still in the convenient phase. And so what will I do? So you have not gotten to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm letting everything go. I'm moving in a different direction that God wants me to go. You're not dead yet. If you're still doing paralysis of analysis, what will I do? So what are you now saying? Hey, is this a prophetic word? You're not ready. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. And she went to see the king. And you show up before the king without being invited, you're going to die. But as Esther showed up there, the king threw the scepter in front of Esther to say, you know what? She's permitted. How do you preach Jesus from the book of Esther? Jesus is the scepter of God that was pushed towards humanity, that gave humanity access to divinity, because we couldn't stand before God if not for Jesus. That's how you are able to preach Jesus from the book of Esther, as the scepter that was stretched towards Esther, that gave him access, that brought humanity access to divinity. You know the story. Esther delivered the Jews, and God sent me to tell someone, the palace is not for selfie. The palace is not for Twitter. Palace is not for Snapchat. It's not for the gram. It's for impact. You are rich. Who have you reached? Who have you reached? You are a blessing. That blessing is Jesus. Who are you a blessing to? Who are you a blessing to? And the best way to be a... You see, last night, I paced around my street when I'm getting ready to preach. So I finished. I had one long call. Just a regret to call. I saw 4 guys. There's a building on my street. So it was the bricklayers. Saturday. So they were just in front of the house. Just there. I had passed first time. I passed again. I'm like, wow. I had some cash with me. And I was just going to give them, like I do to the boys on my street, hey, 2K, 3K, hey, and they give you, hey, baba, hey, this, and they hail you. And I said, that's useless. That 2K would vanish in. So I gathered them. I'm going to give you something that is more than 2K. And I shared the gospel with 5 of them. Spent my time in pidgin English, went to Wafi, broke it down. So Abobe, don't be like that. So Jesus, come, eat by for you. Because you're supposed to collect this bullet, but in chest time for you. You see, he said, I feel him. We stay above it, not be like that. Now, like this, I ran the matter. When I say give, they knelt down and they confessed Jesus. When they did, then I gave them. So 2K or 3K. In my mind, I'm like, it's not the money. I've given them something. It's time to make impact. It's time to make impact. And Logic Church, we are at the precipice of one of the greatest move of God in our time. Jesus plus nothing. But you can't give towards it. You can't do anything towards it. You can't even represent us well. When you put one crazy, crazy picture, the next one you now put, come to my church. How are they going to come to? So they think that your church is a crazy church. And everybody you keep bringing are crazy people. I told you, don't post my church there again. No. Post another church. It's time to make impact. We can do better than this. There are friends in your office that don't know Jesus. It's time to make impact. This palace is not for us to get all we can, sit on the can and become can or your can or your. No. is to give to the gospel of God's grace. And you know, we don't do tithe here. We just tell you, give as you are led by the Spirit. But some of you now take that one for granted. You know, the church doesn't distress us for money. So you become absolutely irresponsible. And pastors are laughing at me that you need to be able to wind them. Fear to get money from them. One said to me, I passed your church. The motor went in your church. And you don't have money? So you want to suffer? I looked him in the eyes and said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. I'd rather preach the gospel. If you like, give. If you like, don't give. But for me to preach a message to take money from you, like as we're entering May now, next Sunday, give 5 million for a May seed. No, I don't have time for that. No, that's not how. You will give as you're led by the Spirit. But I'm saying, people of God, it's time to make impact. And let me also tell, let me address your fears. They will gang up against me. Esther 6, verse 3. And I'll close. We'll take the baby dedications and close. How many baby dedications do we have today? 4 baby dedications alone, but the men are busy. 4 baby dedications. You put on prayer at night again. Men at work. Total man. Stop. So Haman, you see, TD, let me explain. When God started moving like this, the Haman is afraid right now that it's like Mordecai and these Jewish people, something is wrong. So Haman told Zeresh, his wife, he went home to tell his wife, all his friends, everything that had befallen him. Watch this verse. Then said his wise men, diviners, and Zeresh, his wife, unto him, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast already begun to fall. They fall, they do press up. He says, thou shalt not prevail against him. In falling, not if Mordecai is right. No, it's not a matter if he's a Jew. If the hand of God is upon his life, if the man is in Christ, and you decide to fight him, give me the next translation. Quickly. When Haman had finished telling his wife, Zeresh, and all his friends, everything that had happened to him, his knowledgeable friends who were there, and his wife, Zeresh, said, if this Mordecai is in fact a Jew, your bad luck. Just they start. You don't stand a chance against him. You are as good as ruined. What I'm saying to you, Kabaye, by the Spirit of God, as you embark on this journey of impact, any force of hell, any structure of darkness that stands against this impact, the next translation, and then we'll close. We need people to make impact. I can't get over LLS, Lagos Leadership Summit, beautiful, organized by children of this house. Setting the standards, you need to make impact. After Haman had told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends everything that had happened to him, his advisors and his wife Zeresh said unto him, if Mordecai, whom you have begun to fall, before whom you have begun to fall, is a Jew, you will not get the better of him. On the contrary, it's not a probability. He's sure you are going to fall. I prophesy. Listen to me. Upon everyone who has decided that from today I'm going to make impact, I am saying to you, every structure from where you are, every power that wants to impose that impact, their downfall is certain. They will see you rise to the top. They will see you rise to the top. You are a champion. You are an overcomer. You are victorious. In the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, I'm designed for impact.
Say, I'm designed for impact. Say it loud, I'm designed for impact. And nothing is going to stop me because I'm going to make significant impact in the name of Jesus. There are some of you, God is redirecting you from where you are to where you ought to be. Who knows what I'm talking about? God is redirecting you. Where you are, what you are doing is absolutely contradistinctive to what God has called you to do. It has served a purpose for a while, but God is saying it's time to move. But you are still stalling there. You won't see God's best there. At best, you'll be crumbs, taking crumbs for survival. That's the faithfulness of God. But if you're going to come into the overflow, God is saying it's time to check out. It's time to walk on water. It's time to be Esther. If I perish, I perish. But I'm going in the direction that God has called me to do. I pray God's grace upon your life. I decree you return back next week with mighty testimonies that will change your life completely. In Jesus' matchless name. Church, clap your hands. Give God praise. I don't like the way you are clapping. All things are possible.
All things are possible.
Say, dead things jump back to life.
Dead things jump back to life.
I have life.
All things are possible. Death brings you back to life. Oh.